tying extreme weather events to climate change. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Anytime there's a heat wave or a drought or a big flood, scientists like Noah Diffenbaugh get a lot of calls.
We are, as scientists, you know, being asked whether or not global warming has played a role in, you know, individual extreme weather events.
He's a professor in the Department of Earth System Science at Stanford University. He says for a long time, climate scientists would avoid tying individual weather events to global warming. But he says now there's a lot of research that's linking the two.
What is new in this paper that we have out this week is we've taken a look across the globe at multiple different kinds of extreme events, hot, wet, dry.
And they looked at whether record-setting events were influenced by the global warming that's already happened.
What we find is that the hottest events have been made more likely by global warming at more than 80% of the area that we've been able to look at.
He says climate change has increased the odds for the wettest and driest events in about half the places they looked. This is the Environment Report. One of the most famous and vocal climate scientists is speaking out again. Penn State researcher and author Michael Mann was recently asked by Democrats to be a witness at a hearing on climate science. It was held by the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology. Kara Holsoppel has more.
Mann called the other three witnesses fringe experts because they were questioning the science behind climate change.
Somewhere between 97 and 99% of actual scientists publishing in the scientific literature are convinced by the evidence that climate change is real, human-caused, and a problem. In this hearing, only 25% of the witnesses reflected that position, me.
Republican Congressman Lamar Smith from Texas is the chair of that committee. It was looking at the underlying science used to inform climate policy. Smith and others claim there's still a debate about whether people are responsible for climate change. Smith's been called a climate skeptic. But Mann has a problem with that term.
They're not skeptics, because good scientists actually are skeptical. You know, to deny that the Earth is warming, that the human impact of increasing greenhouse gas concentrations from fossil fuels is behind that, or to deny the impacts that we are now plainly seeing of climate change in terms of unprecedented droughts and floods and extreme weather events, to deny that is extraordinary. And yet those who do deny the overwhelming evidence can't marshal any convincing lines of evidence for their case. That's the opposite of skepticism. That's contrarianism or denialism.
Mann was a featured speaker at the March for Science in Washington and plans to march in Boston at a satellite of the People's Climate March this weekend.
The assault, in my case, in the science of climate change that's been plainly evident for years, but under the Trump administration, we're now seeing a wholesale assault on science. And so, in my view, scientists' voices need to be heard. You know, the very thing, science and technology, it's what we built this country on. It's all of the modern conveniences of life. We owe thanks to science, and to turn our backs on that now is literally a threat to civilization.
Mann says scientists recognize that, and as a result, are willing to speak out about it. For the Environment Report, I'm Kara Holsoppel.
You can catch more of Michael Mann on the new podcast, Trump on Earth, co-hosted by Kara Holsoppel. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.